Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World, and unfortunately, I have to save you from young hooligans on the subway, because they are absolute tyrants, and they will stop at nothing until they hurt you and maybe kill you. And that is the case of one of our very own. Decorated Fox News weatherman Adam Klotz was minding his own business, doing the right thing, being a good person, not getting in anyone's way. On 1:15 in the morning, technically Sunday morning. It was Saturday night. He watched the horrible Eagles beat the dilapidated New York Giants. Very tough loss. He was on his way home on the one train here in New York in a pretty safe part of Manhattan. And he sees a group of kids trying to light an old man's hair on fire. So Adam's a good person. Apparently, everyone on the train, they're a bunch of assholes. I don't even know if we can say that on this podcast, but I'm gonna. And they didn't do anything. And Adam stepped in and said, no. Adam Klotz, welcome to Kennedy Saves the World.
It's great to be here. Welcome to New York City. That really just like sums up the city, doesn't it?
How long have you been living here?
I've been here for 6 years. And that's first time this has happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing to have happen.
No, it's not. It's not the first time like people have been driven off a subway car I've been on, because crazy stuff's always happening. But first time I've ever seen anyone set on fire, another human set another human on fire.
That's crazy.
And the first time I've been beat up for trying to stop it.
So, but walk me through. I know we talked about it on FBN, but pretend I've never heard this insane story. So you're sitting there, you see the kids. What's the first thing that goes into your head? Do you notice the kids before they mess with the old man? Or did you perk up when he was harmed?
So it's a Saturday night. You know, I have been on the trains before where it feels a little eerie and it's kind of empty. That was not one of these situations. There were other people kind of in Giants gear. You could tell we're going home from a night out. I bet there are 30 people on this subway car, so it was not an empty.
That's a lot for 1:15 in the morning.
Yeah, so it was not an empty, scary situation. So I felt totally normal. Like, yeah, there's some young kids kind of hanging out and goofing around, but that's not horribly abnormal. And one of them, again, kind of directly across from me, pulls out a joint and lights it. And honestly, you know, who cares if I'm being honest? But then he keeps the lighter lit and with a lit lighter just like puts it into an older gentleman's hair who's sitting on the bench. And his hair goes up like a matchbook, just
little
totally lit.
Bastard. You know why? Because older people have the old school products, which are loaded with like grease and alcohol. And that thing was primed for a fire.
Yeah, it was dry hair.
His hair
was dry.
Great.
His hair was dry. It looked good. But, you know, it's been around.
Former hair.
It's been around there for a while. I've seen pictures of him, and now it's gone. Half his hair is gone.
Half his hair. I bet he got burns on his scalp.
So there's a little red there. It didn't get burned too bad. But, you know, he was frantically putting it out right away.
Of course, as you do. Have you ever seen the Michael Jackson video where his head catches on fire?
I have seen that.
Yeah. It's crazy. He's like a human torch.
Yeah.
I didn't see it until what was the name of his documentary after he died? This is it. Yeah, that was
it. I wish I could have been there for Michael Jackson, too. I would have leaped into action.
That's very nice, because he was so pilled out that he didn't even feel it. So he's walking around like, woo, how good am I dancing lately? Everybody, let's hear it in the back. And people are like, ah! So that's what Adam did. Adam sees this and he doesn't just sit and go, oh, wow, an old guy's dry white hair is on fire. I can't wait till I get to my stop. I hope the bodega's open so I can grab a Twinkie. No, you said to the kids, what did you say?
I just said, like, hey, guys, you can't do that. And it was, like, that didn't seem like that aggressive of a thing to say. And they said, what's up? And I said, you can't do that. Because I thought they were going to keep messing with him.
Yeah. And of course, if they're going to light his hair on fire, they're going to maybe pull out a knife and try and kill him and take stuff.
But that's all it took, was to be told what they can and cannot do. They did not like that for a second.
I have two teenagers. I know they don't like that.
Yeah, well,
mine don't light people on fire and they still don't like that.
Yeah, I don't have teenagers, so I learned a hard way.
I have very, very low tolerance. I would have done the same thing because I have to wrangle these people at home. Not those people, because my girls know that if they ever did anything like that, I would box all their stuff up and I would send it to China.
Yeah.
And maybe them too. Maybe. Not even to the good parts.
These are good punishments that we could workshop for maybe these guys.
Well, you know, their parents don't do anything.
You're right about
that. That's a problem.
You're right about that.
If you've got a group of kids screwing around on the train at 1:15 in the morning, nothing good happens in New York after 1 in the morning, especially for teenagers.
Right.
So you step in, they automatically, like, it's like a scene out of Twilight. Like a pack of wolves, you know? And
that is what it was. Yeah. I'm getting are you going to tell me what to do? Are you going to tell me what to do? And I'm being goaded into a fight. And again, they are 15 to 18 years old. So I don't really want to slug one, especially initially.
No, by the way, they'll go after you for that.
Yeah. I catch a left hook and it kind of, I mean, they hit me pretty good. And it puts my head back into the wall, mm-hmm. and a guy kind of down from me. Again, the train is not empty. A guy, an able-bodied guy, probably my age in his 30s, says, like, dude, you need to get off the train. And we're coming to a stop, and I'm like, yeah, he's right. So I grab my backpack or whatever, and I just, like, head over to the next. We, like, unload from one train and move to the next train.
Just another car.
Another car. Yeah. Every single person on this car does it. So the whole car empties. We go to another car. I'm kind of bleeding. My head's spinning a little bit. Like, I can't believe this just happened.
Yeah. It's shocking when you get hit.
Shocking. Like, I'm a little disoriented, but I'm just like, I'm moving away from it.
Your body goes into a completely different mode.
We go to the next stop. We just travel from one stop to the next, and the doors open, and they have just, like, ganged up, and they just charge from the previous car into this car, and they jump on me. And now it's, like, no longer one guy or two guys shouting at me, challenging me, waiting for everyone else. They just all hit me all at once.
Oh, my God. So how did your eyes get so black? Was it feet or hands or a tool of some kind?
It was all feet and hands.
So they're kicking you in the face. Those poorly raised, slovenly bastards are hitting and kicking you in the face.
In the face. They keep repeating, or at least one of them keeps repeating, like, put him to sleep, put him to sleep, put him to sleep. They're trying to knock me out.
Take your great backpack?
Who knows? Well, my backpack isn't on me. I wish I had my backpack on me, because my side is black and blue, my knee's swollen. Even when I laugh, it, like, hurts. When I sneeze,
X-ray you?
They did X-ray me, and they said it was fine, but I sneezed yesterday, and it, like, for 45 minutes, I was dizzy and my hands were shaking.
I bet they missed a broken rib. I'm not even kidding.
And I was like, maybe I need to go back to the doctor.
Yeah,
this
I would.
Hurts really,
yeah, it's not.
Really
that's
bad.
Not. That's not good. I'm practically a doctor. A lot of people know that.
If it was broken, it could change what these charges are. Because right now,
damn they
don't
right,
do
I would
much.
Go back and have them find a fracture.
Yeah.
Say I'll cut you in on the action. I don't think you can do that, because that's technically a kickback. But if find a doctor you trust, go to Mark Siegel.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Siegel will hook you up. He will roll out the purple NYU carpet for you.
But yeah, that makes a huge difference if there's a fracture, if I'm just...
Of course. Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation. An innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
How long did this whole thing take?
It's hard for me to know. From the time it began...
How long did it feel?
We were at 34th Street. Yeah. That's when the guy's hair was set on fire. Mm-hmm. By the time I was being beaten in a corner, I was on 18th Street. So, there's stops there. But remember, we moved trains.
You're on the one, so that's
local. It's a local, yeah.
So that's probably 18th, 28th, 23rd.
But the full-on five-person versus me beating.
30. So that's at least 8 minutes.
Yeah. The full-on beating was probably like 2 minutes.
God. And so you get off the train. What are people doing who are around you who kind of tried to help you out? Like, no one, by the way, no one has done anything wrong here so far. Like, I think you did the right thing. Like, maybe you should have started screaming, fire, fire, because everyone gets really freaked out. I learned that in a self-defense class. If someone is sexually assaulting you, you don't yell rape because people get really scared and they run away. And if someone has a gun, you don't yell, he's got a gun, because then people run away. But if someone's hurting you, yell fire. Everyone always runs toward a fire. That's the only thing I could think, like, and maybe try and poop your pants. That's the only thing I would think maybe you could do differently.
All right. Fire, yeah. I mean, I could do that.
Sure.
Eat some Taco Bell earlier in the night. Got
well, you know, these are the little things that might save your life.
Have me prepared.
Yeah. We learned that in an evolutionary biology class. The professor went over different ways women have saved themselves in the middle of a sexual assault by pooping or vomiting on themselves, because sexual activation cannot take place in normative males when they are encountering disgust. That's a true story. I know. Kate just put her hand over her mouth.
Like, what am I supposed to say over here?
Whatever you want, Adam.
I don't know what to do.
A celebration of your life because you're still alive, which is makes it even more celebratory.
Laughing hurts.
Yep.
I will say.
Yeah. No, but those are all true things.
No, I believe
you did the right thing. The other people shielding you as a group, like, let's get this guy out of this car and into the next one. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. And then the dipshits, because there's no other word for them, the fact that they kept at it. And so most people listening in other parts of the country go, oh, you call the police. You know who these guys are. They catch them. They're arrested. And they're sent straight to Rikers for life. Maybe that's what should happen.
Maybe that's what should happen. That is definitely
not what happened, is it?
Not what happened. They were able to grab three of them that night, but all of them were minors. So from what I understand, they grabbed them and took their information and sent them on their way as I was being taken in an ambulance
to
the hospital.
If someone called me and said, your child assaulted someone, maybe tried to kill them, I would go down to the police station and I would give the arresting officer $100 and say, keep him for two more days, then call me.
I mean, I agree. And I don't know what's going to come of it ultimately.
Have you talked to their parents? Has anyone talked to their parents?
I think.
Do you want Janice Dean to talk to their parents? Because she will not be as nice as you think she will. She's mad.
I know you're right.
Good luck, Charlie.
I know you're right. I think they can't even find most of the parents. One parent, they said, is like maybe interested in having a conversation with them. The police. That's what I've heard.
Maybe if they can
get around to it.
Yeah, well, maybe charge these kids, because they're going to keep doing this. There's no disincentive here at all.
And actually, there's a fourth one that they had a picture of.
Yes.
And they got him today, from what I understand, and he's 18.
Oh.
So there's a little bit more going on there, but it seems like they're going to charge him with, and I'm new to all this again, so like I haven't been assaulted a lot. I'm learning this as I go.
Sure.
But he's being charged with third degree assault.
Good.
Which is, like, what happens if you get in a bar fight and you punch somebody and you get punched?
I'd still like to see a little bit more.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I don't like that Alvin Bragg. I don't like this undercharging nonsense when people commit violent felonies.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Like, and for it to be second degree, you need to
have a broken bone?
Broken bone helps. But you need to even intend to do serious injury.
I will x-ray myself.
I think there's no doubt that they were intending to seriously hurt
me. If they're saying put him to sleep, put him to sleep. That's not like cradle his head, give him a little bit of warm milk, and read him Good Night Moon. That's not what they were saying.
I read third degree as like a couple people in a bar start pushing each other and they each throw punches, and then that's third degree. But that is, I mean, obviously that is not what just happened here.
Yeah, but you are not responsible here.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying I don't think third degree is enough.
But I feel like they're blaming the victim.
I mean,
is this city irredeemable?
Oh boy. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
How do you feel about the city now versus how you felt a week ago?
Probably the same. I mean, I really want to get out of here for a few days. And I wasn't feeling like that a week ago. Like, I'm really looking forward to spending a week outside of this city.
Will you move?
That's no.
I mean, like, to New Jersey.
No, not in the...
Will you ride the train at 1:15 in the morning?
Ultimately, I will move. I mean, at some point, but not right now. They're not going to drive me out of here. Let them.
No,
let
they're
them
not going
like
to
win.
That.
No, not let them
call
win like
that. Call that realtor, Kate. You know, the one in New Jersey that I told you about? Let's get the hell out of here. Well, how will this change your behavior in the future, do you think? Because obviously something like this, it changes you. You could have PTSD from this.
Yeah,
I'm also practically a psychologist.
Some people have asked me that. I don't think I've sat with it long enough.
May not. Yeah, it needs time to percolate,
yeah, I don't
unfortunately.
Know I haven't been on the subway since then. It'll be interesting to see what it feels like,
yeah.
Especially if it's, I mean, I'm not going to jump on it right away at night, so.
I don't like riding the subway, but I do.
I mean, how do you get around? Traffic is so bad in
the
city. Like, how do you get from point A to point B without taking the subway? You have to ride the subway.
I like to hoof it and then just stay in a very tight radius.
I mean, I like that. That's
plenty of stuff going on within 10 blocks.
I agree.
You can find
absolutely
a bar,
anything.
You can find a gym, you can find a diner, you can find an Italian place, you can find a steak place, you can find sushi, you can find Thai, you can find Thai massage, you can find probably 17 CVS's,
yeah,
14 Starbucks.
You get used to that though. Do you ever try, you ever look on your phone when you're in a different city and think like, oh, it's only half a mile away, I'll just hoof it. And then before you know it, you're running down the side of a freeway. You have to think twice about that stuff.
No, because... I don't. I would
practical.
Never look at a map and go, oh, there's a freeway.
No,
I'm gonna
you don't
go
see
there.
The freeway. It just isn't practical. You're like, oh, half a mile. Okay, I can do half a mile because you're so used to it here.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, yeah, you're on the.
How many steps have you done today?
Well, I have not been walking. I haven't been moving.
Oh, God.
I'm like really beat up.
You need to go back and get more x-rays. I'm going to call Mark Siegel and I'm going to tell him to order you like the full meal deal. The NYU special, we call it. In the industry.
I don't want to be really hurt.
Well, that's why you go now.
Over.
You get all the stuff.
But if I don't go and I don't know I'm hurt, won't it just fix itself?
Nope. That's not how those things work.
Oh, I don't know.
If you have
out of sight, out of mind.
Damage to your internal organs, if you are dizzy after you sneeze.
Oh, my God. It was bad.
Clots, we have a problem.
It was painful.
All right. Well, I wish you well. I wish you a speedy recovery. But I also want you to get to the bottom of what is going on with your innards and your bones, because if there's something real here, they have to up the charges on all of them, and there have to be consequences, and we need accountability.
Okay.
Because giving up on children makes them broken adults.
Oh, I hear that. I agree.
And letting them go with no consequences is giving up on them.
Maybe if I hold out really long, something horrible will happen to me, and then we'll really have some teeth.
Adam, don't ever say that.
I'm joking. Joking.
I spit at the devil. Adam, thank you for being a part of the podcast.
Yeah, you got it.
Continued healing.
Thank you.
This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
For more podcasts from my friends at Fox, you can go to foxnewspodcast.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.